Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Larry Vogel is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Hear the word of God from Ephesians chapter 2. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. O Lord, have mercy on us. You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. What strange language. Paul speaks of walking, of following a course, of living passionately, of carrying out desires. Active verbs, you notice. Living verbs. It all sounds, well, like life, doesn't it? No, says Paul. These active verbs, this walking, following, living, carrying, all of this doing is dead. He says that such doing means you're dead. Dead. Dead in trespasses and sin in which you once walked. Dead, but walking. Dead, following a course of life. Dead, following a prince. Dead, but living in the passions of our flesh. Dead, but carrying out our desires. What kind of dead is this? What strange language. This dead that's described with such living language, with all these doing verbs, doesn't dead mean doing nothing? Besides, isn't all this doing exactly what life is, according to the world anyway? Live passionately. Yeah, I want that, don't you? Follow your desires. Sounds pretty good. Isn't that why we look forward to leaving work, to going on vacation, to travel, to hobbies? Because it all means getting to do whatever I want to do. The Huffington Post proclaims it. There are many ways to live life. There's no right or wrong. However, some of us believe in living a life full of passion, a life where you never feel bored, stagnant, or stuck, a life where you're constantly excited and inspired. Yeah, life. Sounds so good. It's almost a creed. But Paul says it's the creed of death. His language is unswerving. His tone is adamant. You're dead. You were dead. Not half dead, dead. All that doing is just all dead, says Paul, and it describes all of us, all of life. Each one of us just like the rest of mankind, he says. All that doing, the doing of the dead, not the living. It's a harsh truth as well as a strange one. Utterly unflattering. You doers, he says to the human race, to all, every last one of us, you doers, scurrying about doing what seems so good to you, seems best to you, seems what will satisfy you, following your passions and desires. Don't you see you're dead? Dead because you're really following nothing but evil. Specifically, the evil one, the prince of the power of the air. Well, speaking of strange words, what a title is that? The air is a pre-scientific shorthand term for the realm of spiritual forces here in Paul. Spiritual and airy are kind of synonymous, especially in Greek. Satan and his minions are airy spiritual beings, even able to seem light and lovely. And yet breathing into our nostrils, the nostrils of fallen humanity, death, not life, the breath of death. So you're dead, says Paul. You must see it. You were breathing Satan's air, following the course of a world in rebellion, a dead world, following the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, children of wrath like all the rest. Yes, what looks like real living is Satan's utter deception, this walk, this course, this passionate life, this carrying out of my wants and my thoughts and my will and my desires, all of this. It's all powered by the deep breaths of Satan's self-centered, disobedient air right into a dying, dead soul. And so it is. It's a fallen dead that is walking and following and living and carrying out death. Maybe you remember the movie Dead Man Walking. It introduced a prison expression to the wider public long before the movie was made, when a criminal sentenced to death was led to the electric chair, gas chamber, or firing squad. He was referred to as Dead Man Walking. The term means, in effect, as good as dead. But this is worse. It's not as good as dead. It is dead. This walking dead. And we don't even see the threat. We don't see the reality. We just follow dead zombies, following, seeing that the invisible prince of the air is empowering. But for what? For what? For death. For the dead. You were dead in trespasses and sins. It's a frightening truth, it's a strange truth, but it's the truth. It's reality. It's what we are apart from Christ. It's a crushing truth, but so necessary. Because until we hear this truth, we can never see another far more glorious truth. That God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Notice, in one awesome declaration, Paul has taken us from the past to a present reality. Now, you are alive. Really alive, rather than that zombie, fake life that had you breathing Satan's air. You're alive with Christ, in Christ, by Christ. Even as Christ, the Easter Lord, now lives, so you live now. You are raised up, brought to life with him. Not only made alive with Christ, not only raised with Christ, seated with Christ in heavenly places. Yes, the very future that we long for is now in Christ. You got that, didn't you? Right now. Not when you die. Right now, you're alive in Christ. Right now, so totally joined that you are seated with him in his heavenly places. We, helplessly, hopelessly, dead in sin, thinking we're alive, but dead, we now are alive. We who were dead are alive, and all by Christ, all through Christ, all by the power of his word. You've done nothing. For by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God. Not a result of works so that no one may boast. No boasting, just thanksgiving and realization. Realization, that is, seeing the reality that the inspired apostle would have you and me to see day by day, that we are dead no more, no more walking dead. We are alive, alive and, yes, ready for a whole different set of active, truly living verbs. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to walk in good works, which God has already prepared for us to do. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Rachel Meyer, who serves the Lord in Uganda. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.